Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Chorus Call operator speaking. Welcome to the presentation of the first half 2015 results of the Brunello Cucinelli Group. Following the initial presentation, there will be the opportunity to ask any questions by the financial community. The speakers will be Brunello Cucinelli, Chairman and CEO, Moreno Ciarapica, CFO, and Pietro Arnaboldi, Head of Investor Relations. Now, I'd like to give the floor to the Chairman and CEO of the group, Mr. Brunello Cucinelli. The floor is yours. Good evening, and thank you. As usual, a particular thank is addressed to investors, analysts, and our esteemed and distinguished journalists. I hope you have had a good summer rest, so that you are ready now for the second half of the year. I'd like to provide you with the main results first, and then I'd like to give the floor to the CFO, Moreno Ciarapica, for details, and then I'd like to resume the floor. I do not want to speak too fast so that I can be of help of my esteemed simultaneous interpreter. I'd like to, as I was saying, resume the floor to try and give you some visibility on the full year 2015 results, then a forecast on 2016 because spring-summer collection sales campaign is nearly finished, and then I'd like to dwell on the 16-17-18 plan, investment and growth plan. So I'd like to start with the results. Net revenues, €200.3 million, plus 13.9% at current exchange rates compared to 2014. EBITDA, €33.4 million, plus 11.8%. Net profits, €15.5 million, plus 2.7%. And then growth in all geographical areas, international markets plus 17.1, Italy plus 1.8. So we are particularly pleased with this result of our splendid Italy. Then a positive sales trend in all markets, I would say. North America plus 25.8, Europe plus 5.3, Greater China 14.5%, and rest of the world plus 36%. Then there was an increase in sales in all distribution channels. Retail monobrand plus 36%, wholesale monobrand plus 0.6%, net of the conversions to the direct channel, this would be 4.1%, and wholesale multibrand plus 2.2%. Then investment plan, we invested €20.7 million in the first half 2015, €37.9 million in the last 12 months. Because of the considerable 2013-2015 three-year plan, amounted to €118 million in the period, in order to maintain exclusive positioning and being present in the most prestigious location to develop production infrastructure, tech IT and technological infrastructure. Net debt at €78.3 million. As of June 30, 2015, because of the important ongoing investment plan and the exclusive expansion of our presence in the most important locations and the business seasonality. And this is my comment. We are very pleased with this first half 2015. We see these data, these results as excellent. And since two-thirds of the year have already gone by, it's the end of August now, we can envisage a so-called beautiful full year. We are now about to conclude a significant investment plan for the three-year period of 2013-15 that has enabled our company to be much stronger and robust for the coming years and maybe decades, I'd like to say. The sales campaign for spring-summer 2016 is drawing to a close for menswear and womenswear with particularly positive results. Collections have received an excellent feedback, and against this backdrop, we can therefore envisage a very interesting year awaiting us, 2016, with a double-digit growth. As to the business strategy, we are still firmly convinced with a sense of responsibility, but honestly speaking, also with some serenity. So we are convinced that the business strategy of our company, based on an apparel product that features high quality craftsmanship, manual work, exclusivity, and hopefully style and contemporary character, strategy will still be the keystone for our Made in Italy, so that our Made in Italy can always be appreciated, sought after, and a leader in the world. These are the most important figures. I'd now like to give the floor to the CFO.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Brunello. As far as sales are concerned, I'd like to recall some points, as the turnover results have confirmed the preliminary results released the last July the 16th. Net revenues growth at current exchange of net revenues was 13.9%, plus 9.3% growth at constant exchange rates. Most currency effect, as usual, comes from the USD development, in line with the sales breakdown and the weight of US on total sales. I'd like to also point out that in some countries outside the EU, and i.e., for example, Russia and Korea, invoicing to wholesale clients happens in euros, therefore limiting the impact of currency fluctuation. Hedging on sales in foreign currency, whose aim has always been mere hedging and never speculation, these hedging reduce the impact of exchange rates on net revenues, counteracting the effects at margin level. As far as the business conversion in Japan is concerned, from the wholesale channel, both monobrand and multi-brand, from wholesale to direct channel as of September the 1st, 2014, it has affected the following: revenues in the rest of the world, thereby favoring a 36.0% growth, then the wholesale monobrand result, which excluding the three boutique conversions in Japan, would report a 4.1% growth compared to the accounting figure, which is 0.6%. And then it has affected sales of the multi-brand wholesale channel, increasing by 2.2%, and impacted by the conversion of the 13 dedicated selling spaces in the Japanese luxury department stores to the direct retail channel. The slides between 4 and 11 go a bit more into depth as far as sales are concerned. And I'd like to remind you of the positive like-for-like performance that was up to, it was plus 5.1%. I now move to the income statement. In the slide number 12, as it was the case for the first quarter, we compare data as of 30/6/2015 with data 30/6/2015 adjusted in order to have a comparable basis. To that end, we exclude from the other revenues item of 30th of June 2014, we exclude the capital gain of 0.76 million euros for having to do with the sale of a non-strategic building. Before focusing on the analysis of the EBITDA change, I'd like to give you a sum up of the most important items of the income statement. D&A increasing from 6.3 million to 8.5 million euros, with a weight going up from 3.6% to 4.3% because of the investments for new openings, existing stores and showrooms, and as well as the doubling of the size of the Solomeo facilities, whose amortization started at the end of 2014. Higher financial charges from 1.3 million to 2.5 million euros because of the growth of NFP, average NFP. Tax rate at 30.5%, lower than last year, mainly because of the rate of the regional tax on productive activities has gone down, and we could benefit from it, thanks to the fact that most profit is subject to Italian taxes. This is in line with a tax rate expectation for the full year around 31%, slightly lower than the tax rate in 2014. As far as the EBITDA change is concerned, in slide 13, we report the growth of the first half compared to the adjusted value from last year, which is 3.5 million, with margins as of 30 July 2015 of 16.6% against 16.9% of last year. Together with this slight decrease of margins, just 30 basis points, there was also a significant increase of the first margin, plus 400 basis points, with a relative weight moving up from 59.9% to 63.9%, and operating costs raising by 130 basis points with an incidence from 43% to 47%. As to the first margin, plus 400 basis points, the sizable increase is driven by the channel mix, with the weight of the retail revenues reaching 42.3% versus 35.5% of the first half 2014, favored by the positive like-for-like and by the contribution of the new selected openings. Now, moving on to slide 14, the 430 basis points increase of operating costs is driven by the personnel costs, 120 basis points from 16.7% to 17.9%. And above all, as anticipated in the previous calls, it is driven by rent costs, plus 380 basis points from 7.2% to 11%. Increases of personnel costs and rent costs have to do with the growth and other results of the business growth, the monobrand network with new openings and conversion to the direct channel, which as of 30 July 2015, it includes 79 boutiques with 11 openings and 3 conversions in the last 12 months, on top of the 13 hard shops in Japan. And then it is the result of the direct management of the business in Japan. This conversion happened September 1, 2014, with the increase of structural costs. Then the trend of rents in the most exclusive locations and the renewal of expiring contracts. And this trend has to do with the general increase of the rent market for the most important, most exclusive locations. And then the footage expansion of some existing flagship stores, for example, Burlington in Gardens in London and Faubourg Saint-Honoré in Paris, together with important major relocations with increase in footage, for example, Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills and the prestigious Shin Kong Place Mall in Beijing and Nanjing Road in Shanghai. As far as personnel cost is concerned, this increase was driven both by the new staff to staff the direct monobrand stores and also the new structure set up to directly manage the business in Japan. These increases are included in the item store employees and office staff, and the FTE moves up from 670 to 834. Moving now on to slide 15, the percentage on sales of other operating costs is decreasing. Their weight dropped by 70 basis points from 19.1% to 18.4%. A&P costs always play a very important role, and these costs have gone up by 6.6%, moving up from 9 million to 9.6 million, with an incidence that is always around 5%, which is a healthy figure that is consistent with our positioning. Moving now on to the balance sheet and NFP, starting from slide 15, where we analyze the increase of net working capital, 25.8 million plus. This increase has to do with the growth of inventory because of business development and the direct monobrand network, and also the business conversion in Japan to the direct channel. The 16.2 million euros increase of other debts has mostly to do, as it was the case in March 2015, with the adjustment to fair value of hedging for expected sales in foreign currency at the time when price lists are established. More details on slide 21. I'd like to remind you of the fact that these changes, as they concern exchange risk hedging only, they have a temporary impact that disappears when hedge contracts are closed upon billing. Now briefly on CapEx, NFP, before giving the floor back to Brunello. I'd like to point out slide 17, 20.7 million investment in the first 6 months of the year, 22.4 million in the first half 2014, and 37.9 million are the CapEx in the last 12 months as part of the major project of 118 million investment plan spread over the 3 years, 2013-2015. The NFP as of 30th of July 2015, slide 18, amounts to 78.3 million minus because of the development of net working capital investments and the business seasonality. This, the latter, is analyzed in depth in slide 19. In line with seasonality, we'd like to remind you, as it was also the case in 2013 and 2014, the peak of NFP is expected between June and September, and then it drops in the last quarter, thereby confirming our full year expectation around 58 million. This is the end of my contribution. I give the floor back to Brunello. Now I'd like to give you our view on 2015. We have already reached two-thirds of the year. It is now August. Winter sales in monobrand and multi-brand were off to a very, very good start, and this season for us seems to be a very satisfying one. Womenswear and menswear collections were particularly appreciated, visual merchandising very pleasing and considered so, and also the advertising campaign, very special last year, and this year it seems beautiful to us, but it's up to you to express the judgment. Anyway, the mood around the brand seems very special to us. We tend to say it every year, but we might repeat it this year too. This is a very important major year for our company. As of 2015, today, like-for-like is 5.1%, in line with expectations. We always guide for 5%. Also this year, this is the last year of this very important sizable investment plan that lasted 3 years. We invest around 118 million altogether. This money was used to double the size of the factory. All the stores are restored and contemporary, the showrooms and the IT platform that I will dwell upon in a few minutes, very shortly. As a result, we envisage 2015 with an NFP around 58 million and net equity about half of sales of revenues. We feel we are pretty robust. Tax rate around 30.5%, against 31.5% last year. Honestly, we consider this as a healthy tax rate. Well, this said, we forecast an excellent 2015 with a growth in line with the first half in terms of revenues. As far as EBITDA are concerned, we expect around 17% as a result, and we, as a result, can envisage that we can confirm a dividend around 25% of profit, as it was the case in the past few years. A couple of words I'd like to spend on work, on sales. As far as tourist traffic is concerned, the special thing about it is that there is a huge inflow, and we noticed this in all European capital cities and resort locations. There are a lot of arrivals to Italy by very, very wealthy people. It is really something very detectable this season. People from the Middle East, from the Far East, South American, from American people. This said, maybe 30 seconds to the Chinese market. Well, the first time I went there was 1989, May the 9th, on the eve of Tiananmen events, to buy to purchase cashmere. And we think we know China pretty well since we procure cashmere from there. But we have always adopted a very high quality selected approach in order to give a specific image to our brand worldwide. But since we deal with apparel, we decided to adopt the very same taste in Europe and America and also elsewhere. It's always the same taste, the same collection worldwide. It is true, for us, China is still a very limited market in size, but it is growing. Sales are around 6%, including Hong Kong and Taiwan. And we estimated between 0.8 and 1% the revenues outside of very rich Chinese that shop outside mainland China. But I keep thinking that this very large country represents an important cultural economic growth for mankind for the next decades. I am under the impression that they are working in order, they are striving to make their growth more manageable and better in the world. So as a whole, as far as China is concerned, we are serene and confident, short term but also long term, because we consider this market as a giant one. And this was 2015, so we would like to end 2015 in a particularly nice way. I'd now like to provide you some visibility on 2016, since we have completed the menswear campaign 100% and 60% the women's campaign, which will end in Milan with very, very special results. I have to say that collection were particularly beautiful. You know, sometimes collections can be beautiful but not sellable, beautiful unsellable, and we think that this latest collection is beautiful unsellable, so we are particularly pleased with this result. So we can forecast for 2015 a double-digit growth. Of course, this means that the first half of the year we will have a product in our multi-brands that has been judged in a very positive manner, with a very positive feedback, and in our mono-brand stores too, and we are very, very confident about the quality of the product. And now, before providing you with some visibility on the 16-18 three-year period, I'd like to briefly dwell on this large, significant project we are working on, which is the digital project. We call it a great project for the future. This project, in my view, is very strong and robust for communication, and it will also be very helpful for sales. Over the years, we have put together a pretty strong a team led by a 40-year-old gentleman, Francesco Bottigliero, and we actually call him, we dubbed him our CEO of the Internet. And honestly speaking, I'd like to tell you that I would like to be the co-CEO of the Internet, because I'm very fascinated by this universe. I am not an expert, I'm not very privy to it, but I'm very fascinated and charmed by it, and I'm convinced that we have to convey all that we were able to give to our monobrands and multibrands in the real world. We must be able to convey the very same message also in the virtual world. We have always joined together digital and IT. Well, today we have a beautiful monobrand boutique run and powered by Yux. We are also in the portal of Mr. Porter Net-a-Porter, and I consider this to be the most beautiful online multi-brand boutique worldwide. We started this relationship a month ago. They were great, and I have to say that we really went right to the bullseye. They got the gist immediately and the core. Therefore, I'd like to address a great compliment and congratulations on all that Mr. Marchetti did in this deal. I have to say that the last prize that we were awarded a few months ago in New York men's multi-brand, Jim Gold, the president from Neiman Marcus, he gave us a great gift because he stated that we were able to provide something very special to multi-brands in terms of visual merchandising, trunk shows, delivery and mood surrounding the brand. Somehow, we would like our online customers to receive their merchandise with a very specific tag, our tag, but also maybe the name of the customer. Maybe the packaging could contain the book on Solomeo or the season, the theater season for the Solomeo Theater. As a matter of fact, we want to provide our online consumers everything that represents, epitomizes our country. And I'm particularly fascinated by the following, because somehow we would like to be a kind advisor in styling, in clothing, someone who gives you some suggestion and recommendation. Because since we deal with menswear, apparel and accessories, it is very important how you mix and match. So we would like to be your kind advisor to give you some suggestions, because this would give you more value because if at the end of the day you have a sportier look, a younger look. We have many women, of wives of very important men, who ask us to suggest to their husband what to wear, especially for leisure times, and we are very pleased with this, so there is no doubt about this. I can say that the internet has been the greatest phenomenon of the last centuries, not century, and we would like to strive in order to be humanist artisans of the web, but at the end we want this to become one individual monobrand and multi-brand sales channel on everything that has to do with the internet. I'd now like to conclude by saying to you what we envisage from this 3-year period. For the next 3 year, we think that we can deliver around a 10% growth in terms of revenues, and then EBITDA more than proportionate to the revenues growth. We'd like to confirm our business strategy that envisages a return to ordinary investment, more or less 25 million, and as a result, subsequently, we imagine a gradual cash generation. And to conclude, I'd like to highlight that we are particularly happy with how our business is doing. Of course, we have slightly more time now because the facilities, the factory is finished, the stores are on the way. So now we have all the time available to devote to the web, to the internet, because we are fascinated by it. So our point of view is that we are very serene, very focused, very confident in the Chinese, European, US markets, and we are very pleased with how things are going. Thank you from the deep of my heart. I hope we were not too long in our presentation, so we are now available for your questions. Thank you. I apologize for my coarse voice, but the air conditioning is usually very strong. Chorus call operator speaking. We will now start with the Q&A session. The first question is from Andrea Randone, Intermonte. Thank you. Good evening. I have a few questions. The first one has to do with rent. So in the last few weeks, many colleagues from other brands spoke about different attempts in order to diminish the rate of rents because of the fact that in Hong Kong there was less traffic, maybe. So I'd like to know whether you as well have checked with your landlords or have checked your contracts. The second question is to do with customers. You already spoke about this, but I'd like to have a bit more colors on the typical details and features of the kind of customer that you want to target this year, also specifying men and women, and also your new target customer for the next few years that maybe you do not yet have. The last question has to do on the growth rate that you indicated. You already mentioned it many times, but if you can give us some further indication in terms of expectation of new openings, stores based upon the 10% growth of revenues that you quoted. Very well, Andrea. Thank you. As far as rents are concerned, we actually noticed this some time ago, a while ago, and our new plans for the next few years factor in contemporary rents. Of course, we are talking about very special locations, so we do not at all think that a reduction can take place. You should bear in mind that when you demand a store in a beautiful high street, there are at least 10 other competitors who want precisely that selling space. We saw this, we told you 3, 4, 5 months ago, but as far as our plans for 16, 17, 18 are concerned, we consider a more contemporary cost of rents. You see, there are many beautiful high streets, and everybody wants to be there. So no decrease. As far as the typical target customer, well, you see, when we design our collections, we tend to envisage a 35-year-old customer, obviously very wealthy, because we have embarked upon this route of high rates of craftsmanship, manual skills, so the result is an expensive product. This taste in menswear was acknowledged by this prize in America because we were able to innovate the taste in menswear, so we can envisage a growth of menswear in the years to come, and we are very reassured by this. We honestly like the idea that there are young people wearing our products. Of course, they are expensive items, but we have a young clientele. And when you have young customers, it is usually easier. How did we budget this 10% growth? How did we budget for account for it? This growth, 4% comes from a price increase, 6-7% is the number of pieces, and usually store openings that can go in a range of 5 to 7 according to the year. Maybe a few, with this year in November, we are opening Palm Beach. We had budgeted for it in January, but whenever the opportunity arises, you should seize it. So I would say 3-4%. Price increase, 6-7, or price mix is 7% number of items, with new openings between 5 to 7 a year. Maybe 5 US and 1 or 2 franchise stores in trickier locations where we do not want to opt for the direct channel. Thank you, Andrea. Next question, by Flavio Cereda, Merrill Lynch. Good evening. A very quick question. Can you give us an update on the Da Vinci project now? Some time has elapsed, so what can you take stock of the current situation? What's today's situation compared to what you had in mind for the menswear project in Da Vinci? Yes, thank you for the question. So now we have 79 tailors available, and this is very, very important. As you know, we bought the production unit, the know-how, but not the brand. And that deal made us even stronger in the suiting world. So things are proceeding nicely. We now sell suit that is very high quality, like Davenza used to do, but what we wanted to do was to make it slightly more youthful in the fit. We like this project very much. It is proceeding nicely. Everything is confirmed. It is going forward. And as I was saying to you, the prize, the acknowledgement that was awarded to us by all the menswear multi-brand stores in US, maybe it ensues from the renewal of the suiting that we were able to bring forward, bring ahead, thanks to the Davenza factory. Then, as far as the schools are concerned, they are in Solomeo. There are 7 classes, subject matters. There is tailoring, embroidery, darning, mending, on top of other classes on farming, for example. Of course, we need special skilled hands, and we are very, very pleased that we have many people who demand us to work for us and to apply these so-called humble trades. Of course, you have to give them moral and economic dignity to these crafts so that young people are charmed and fascinated by, appealed by these trades. Next question by Paola Carbone, Equita SIM. Good evening. I have 2 questions. One has to do with the digital project you hinted at before. I'd like maybe a few more colors on it, because now it's been nearly a year that you have mentioned this project. So what have you done so far, and what is there still to do? Just to have some more concrete examples. And then, second question on the quantity. I was wondering whether, if you think of a proportionate growth of EBITDA versus revenues, I was wondering whether 2016 can be the main upwards step in the EBITDA margin, considering the reversal of this year's hedgings that have somehow limited, shrunk the benefit of exchange rates. So do you already foresee an improvement of EBITDA margin in 2016? Thank you, Paola. As I'd like to start from the last question. So this year we envisage around 70%. We have, of course, factored in all what we projected for rent in the next few years, and for the EBIT, as far as EBITDA growth in the next few years, we think that it is largely proportionate to revenues. This is very important. As far as the digital world is concerned, Paola, this is the great and beautiful bet we are making. A year ago, I was fascinated when the president of Neiman Marcus in Milan, he introduced me to his CEO of Internet, and I asked him, why do you call him the CEO of Internet? Because we want to have one single channel in the future. So we hired this gentleman over a year ago. We enjoy a great relationship with Mr. Porter and Net-a-Porter. And we also have a relationship with Yoox for our boutique. It is very important also in terms of communication. You see, the communication happens like this. One buys maybe a pullover, takes a selfie, and then posts this selfie to 4,500 followers. So this is how communication happens. So we must be very refined. We must be very smart at translating into the virtual world what everything that we did in the real world. I don't know if you saw the advertising campaign for this year. We try to support the land, the community, respect for work. Yesterday, 2 very important American journalists were my guests, and last but not least, there were fashion journalists. they are more interested in the way you live and work than in clothes. They want to know how and what you eat in a specific place, how you behave. And I have always been fascinated by what changes will happen in mankind, because I think that the internet has been one of the greatest changes of the last centuries. We have time available, we have people, brains available, and we always want to provide everybody with special things, multi-brands, mono-brands. So we want to make this IT platform very contemporary. And we started this project in 14, it will finish in 16-17. But the underlying topic can be collections, as usual, and then the digital world. And whatever, the good thing is that whatever you see on the screen is managed by the same team. And I try and be the co-CEO of this team. I'm less expert than others, but I'm very intrigued by how we can provide a very special image of us on the digital world. And also being exclusive is a very important theme. Next question, Andrea Randone, Intermonte. Thank you. Just a quick follow-up on Japan. If you could give us some more colors on this, because last year it was shifted to the direct channel. Have you maybe repositioned your brand in Japan? And generally speaking, what do you see as far as this market is concerned the last few months? Well, we see it as a very pleasing market. We will be opening Ginza, 1st or 2nd of September, a beautiful flagship store. The management of these 13 department stores is very good. The visual is particularly good. And the equipe, the team we're able to put together in Japan are very much in line with our staff. And this is something very special. We always have had our partner, Hitochu. It is a sort of collateral for us. It is it's always very welcoming to have such an important major partner in Japan. We have a great team, but we are very pleased with the taste there. As you know, in department stores and multi-brands, Japan is not always able to convey the same taste as the company, but in our case, we managed to do so. And we're very happy with the developments in Japan. Thank you. For the time being, there are no further questions from the conference call. If there are no further questions, I'd like to thank you all immensely. We are available for anything that you might need. Let's try and be confident on the future of the world, because this is how I feel. Best wishes and thank you.